morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I am Lori.
I'm Britton.
I'm Patty.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to us on YouTube so that we can start doing some cool things. And thank you for following us on Facebook.
What kind of cool things do you think we're going to do?
Once you get to a certain amount of subscribers, you just have a lot more in your portal that you can do. We can only see very limited amounts of things.
Okay.
So I'm not even sure what all
I know. I was going to put you on the spot. What kind of cool things you got
magic.
Planned?
You have to get
Wouldn't it be cool if we could actually start doing level unlocked magic?
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool. It's like a game.
I know. It's gamified.
Let's unlock some magic. So we have something kind of cool today, but box thing. Where did all this stuff go?
There was nothing in the box.
I know. I wanted to show it because I wanted to show how lame it was, actually. So
how lame it was. We're so kind.
Well, no, because we wanted to do this thing. I thought it was a super cool. It's a Kickstarter idea that I bought. It's called Final Press, and we're going to try it today and just see how easy the instructions are. It's a super cool concept, but I was super disappointed that it came in this box. I wanted it to be, super cool.
Well, I guess their marketing will come later.
And it came in this box.
Did you just break it?
I don't know what I just did.
Super cool idea, a mini French press is what it looked like, but I was disappointed. I thought it should have come in something cool.
It, looks like a vape or something weird.
So it came in this little box. I want it to be, I don't know, even just in a burlap or some kind of sack or something. So I just thought they should have
done maybe cool. Their logo on the box. I was even trying to...
Or even, their name on it more prominently. Yeah. Or a logo. Just...
It sounds like they haven't hired their marketing team yet.
Oh, good morning, Deborah.
Because it wasn't inexpensive, I think it was almost close to $60.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yeah. So I just thought it should have been at least put in a little burlap sack or... the presentation should have been
trying
nicer.
Trying to type the description and...
something sexier?
Oh, you're supposed to use mason jars, which obviously...
No, that's for the cold brew part.
Oh, okay.
So the cool thing is that you can do this hot or cold... and we haven't tried this yet at all because we wanted to do it online and see how easy the instructions were.
So we might botch this.
So Britton was trying to do it ahead of time, but
good
I went
morning,
letter.
Jennifer.
So we aren't exactly prepared.
I was trying to figure out what it was and what we needed for the live, which we still are a little bit unsure.
A little bit unsure.
You mean when we walked in here and we said we don't have anything?
We don't have
teaspoons. We don't have anything.
Yeah.
So my unpreparedness isn't really
that's what we do.
Well.
That's how we are.
But it is kind of heavy weight. It feels a sturdy.
What is that? Okay, around? So it's like a silicone sleeve?
It's a cover. It
is. So it is, the idea is that you can take this little thing anywhere and brew coffee with it.
Is the silicone sleeve to keep
Jennifer,
it sanitary?
You have to go back and watch the boys
episode,
you haven't seen it. Their description of what they thought we did at the spa was
so while we
hilarious.
Went to the spa, the boys, my three sons, did a takeover of our show and they did flavor coffee. They tried flavor coffee and none of them like flavor coffee.
All I'm going to say is that my two sisters apparently think that they did, they liked it better than they
sure.
liked ours.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm like,
oh,
you're
they
my sisters.
Hilarious.
And they're like, they should do it every week. I'm like, you're my family.
They only had one swear, which was pretty good.
I didn't even catch that.
But they guys were laughing too hard that I didn't even hear.
Yeah. They didn't sell the coffee at all, but they were surprised that they liked the apple one.
Yeah.
They did actually like the coffee. They
you
were
could tell when
they
tried it,
they're
like,
And they're still asking who's going to send them their pie.
I'll
all they want
for
is
them.
Somebody to make an apple pie for an apple galette.
Aldi has an apple galette right now, actually.
Book fair week. Do you work at a school, Jennifer? You're a teacher?
Scholastic
I love book
fair.
Book
fair.
I wish I had adult book fair.
My
Dude,
kids have book fair next
Scholastic
year.
Book, fair
book fair
is so expensive.
We are going to book fair.
It is so expensive. So my kids have book fair next week and they sent home the shop early, whatever. I put $20 in an envelope. I'm like, I don't care if you get one thing.
Yeah. And you know what you're going to get for $20? A bookmark.
That's all you wanted.
OPTA mom. Okay.
Oh, love it. Love it.
All I wanted was anything with a necklace or bright.
Yes.
All you wanted was anything that had
cool
something
pencil.
Other than a book.
No. The diary of the lock.
Oh, right? Yeah, with a lot.
That was $15.
And then you lost the key immediately, and it was null and void.
No, because every single key worked in every single one.
Or you could jimmy it open. You could jimmy it open. I mean, your brothers could jimmy it open, no problem.
I had the coolest diary when I was little, and you had to talk to it to open it.
Oh, man.
It was the secret.
It was so cool.
I did not
know that. It was pretty high tech.
Not have that.
Your son bought the diary with the lock. Yes, I saw that on the flyer.
Was it the Minecraft one?
Oh, the Minecraft one. There, I saw a pink, like fuzzy one, and I can almost guarantee that's what Estelle's gonna pick. Mm.
How much do you think they cost, and it's how much do you think? But how much does it cost, and how much does Scholastic make on it?
Oh, absolutely.
Less than it's Scholastic.
Like 85% markup for sure.
100%.
No, that was like
I don't
like
even
the
know if the
thing.
Schools make very much money.
I'd like
that.
To know this. I want somebody
well,
to
PTA,
tell me.
Well, PTA, Mom, you could probably tell us.
I don't know.
Well,
she might not know either.
Some of those, it's like, and we give you $5,000 if you sign up to do it.
Well, like Girl Scout cookie, right? Like, I think they said that Girl Scout, I don't know how it is anymore, but at the time, Girl Scouts only made like 35 cents a box, right? Yeah. And then like the baker made so much and then the
and
Girl
that's
Scouts.
That's what I said. I told my parents when I was a guy, I'm like, okay, everybody just chip in 20 bucks and we don't have to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm searching the house because it might be the Minecraft one.
Jennifer, my 13-year-old son bought the Minecraft one. And I'm like, what are you writing in there? Like, really? Like, for real?
So write in, like, cryptic language.
What my son wrote in there was he made his own Dungeons & Dragons language. So, I know. He's such a nerd.
I mean, hey, we used to do that. We used to make our own languages.
I have my...
I was impressed.
You guys, I have my letters from high school.
So really?
Yeah, and they're like, friends? and they're like,
they're rolled
up
into the football
folded
shape.
Up like into the crazy.
That funny. Tupperware that you gave me has a bunch of them
Jennifer
in it, and I like one day Jason was out in the garage though too, and he started like trying to look over my shoulder, so I like put them all away. Like, I don't even want to know what's said in here, let alone have somebody else read what's said in here.
One day I threw all mine away because I'm like, nobody needs to revisit this. This is too cringy.
Yeah.
Mine are cringy.
Mine probably are too.
Oh,
mine are ridiculous. My high school, like my high school diaries, like I went shopping today and I bought this. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. I went shopping and bought new clothes every day because I finally made money and I could buy clothes.
Good morning, Belle.
So. How fun. Hey, Belle.
Okay.
So, this thing is pretty cool. So it is called a final press and it's pretty weighty. It's pretty nice. So the point is that you can actually brew coffee.
Oh, Logan's getting us new water.
You can brew coffee. So we're gonna read the instructions and see if we can do this.
Logan is such a perfectionist. He's like, the water's not hot enough.
Okay,
now.
So it twists open.
Oh, okay. So it says put 2 to 3 teaspoons of coffee or tea. So you can do 2 in it too. Recommended grind size, fine to medium. So Logan did 3 different grind size: medium, medium, fine, and. Okay.
So or did he do grind size or different coffees?
We're going to try medium first.
So he grind size.
Because
they're all
the same
coffee.
We wanted to kind of see what actually needed to go in it. He said 17 grams. This is making me. This is
so the point of this is that
well.
You can like take it on the road, right? And
that
then
was like not even a gram.
Is that what the point of this is? Is that you can take it on the road and like brew a cup wherever you are?
You can do it wherever you are.
Okay. That's cool.
That's only 3 grams. I feel like.
No.
That can't be right.
We need a teaspoon, I think.
Well, a tablespoon.
Because this says
I'm
that
sure there's got to be.
This
we've
got
to have one somewhere.
Seven. Well, this says 7 grams for this whole scoop. So maybe.
Lori's going to go try to find one.
Do you think it really needs to be that full?
No. Seems
I don't
weird.
Know. We'll see. I'll put this. You said 17, Logan?
That's the maximum it will hold.
Okay, so let's go maybe 14. That's only 7.
Huh.
I'm making a mess.
Oh, that's all good.
Okay.
I think this looks
like only 12.
It looks like an odd vape pen kind of thing. It's really odd.
Morning.
So Lori found this on a Kickstarter, right?
Yeah, she found it on a Kickstarter.
It's not a Kickstarter.
Or it was a Kickstarter. So it's called Final Press. So now it's like a real thing.
Yeah, Jennifer, okay. I threw all of mine old 15, like diaries and notes away because
good?
I knew if anybody
How
ever found
water?
Them, I wanted no one to ever come up with them, like ever.
It's because you usually hurry, so you need more coffee.
True.
True.
Amen to that.
Make
okay.
Sure you unscrew that press.
This thing.
Unscrew the top so the press pops up.
Oh,
there you go.
It's interesting
it did
that
not
it
say that in the instructions.
It looks like a little tamper.
It does. So
it looks like an espresso tamper.
We screw it back on. We need to put...
We're just going with it, Lori.
We
got, it's good.
We have 12, 15 grams. Oh, my gosh. Why won't it screw back on now that the plunger is up? Maybe you don't put the plunger up until it's screwed on.
I screwed it on.
This is very confusing. Okay. We're good. We're on.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to fill the cup? What do you think? Fill the logo? Okay.
No, higher.
Higher?
Yeah, cover the whole thing.
Okay. Patty, will you pour the water, please?
Yes. Pour it in first.
It says to do that and then put it in and stir it.
It does.
Pour the water first?
Yeah, pour the water first.
Okay.
Maybe halfway up the logo because this is going to take up space.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Slowly stir it around.
10.
Oh, do it from the yellow part because it will be hot.
Oh, it does say that. It says don't touch the silver part.
That's just weird.
10 times.
5, 6, 7. Oh, it says do it slow.
Screw. Oh, that 8, was step 2. I see. I see. We're skipping steps here.
9.
Okay.
10. This does not look.
It's okay. Now we're going to leave it for two minutes. So I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes.
And then stir 15 more times.
Oh, wow.
For a strong cup of coffee.
0.
I mean, I guess if you were like camping or something, this would be cool, right?
Or traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, this is way better than hotel coffee.
Yeah. If it makes a good cup of coffee.
I accidentally set it for 2 hours. So that would not have been helpful.
That would be nice. That would
be really cool. A cup of coffee.
Bill says hard pass.
Yeah.
And then you press the plunger.
It's a hard pass on camping for me too, though, Bill. Like, ooh, no, thank you.
On camping?
No. I mean, I'm just saying, like, personally camping. Like,
oh, well, I didn't even know camping was, like, brought up.
Oh, well, no, that was just me, you know, in my squirrel brain.
Well, and you could probably get, I mean, you can get pretty hot water in a sink. I mean, you probably could get pretty hot water.
If you go down to your hot water heater, you can make it really hot.
Well, I just mean in a hotel, you can get pretty hot water.
Well, they usually get it out of the coffee machine. Yeah, that you can heat the water with. Can always do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it says or tea.
Yeah.
So you could put tea leaves in here and do the same thing.
Yeah, you could steep it.
It'd be just like steeping. Yeah.
I feel like we're really actually like watching coffee boil.
Water boil. Close enough, though.
You're watching,
I'm like, 58 seconds. It's like we're the longest there.
What's weird, though,
lives.
Is like, okay, so we're supposed to stir it. Like, it's not even like near being like dark enough for like it's.
Even tea.
Yeah,
well,
like
well, then we plunge it.
So we leave it for 2 minutes, stir 15 more times for a strong cup of coffee, which we probably don't really want.
Yeah.
And then we press.
Maybe we'll just do it 10 more times.
Yeah.
Press maybe for like 5. And then press the plunger a few times to maximize
but
the
it's going to be hot, remember.
Flavor.
Okay, like so far I'm not excited to drink this.
They did put their logo on the top of the yellow part, which is cute. Oh.
So they spent the money to put the logo on that, but not on the box.
It's not hot.
Is the bottom part hot?
This part's. No, it's not hot.
It's not hot, but it's got a great personality.
It's okay.
I'm such a dork with my dad jokes.
I mean, hey.
Okay.
I think you can go ahead and stir it because I set a 2-hour timer first.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's the slowest stirring ever.
7. It said to go slow. 8, 9. 10.
Okay, 10's good.
11. Okay. And now plunge how many
plunge
times?
Plunge a few times. Push.
I know, but like.
Just push it on the bottom of the cup.
I can't plunge.
Is it hard? Does it give you like resistance?
Maybe we have to let up to plunge it.
It just looks like dark tea.
It's like you're just like pushing it into the.
Just it says a few times, not a million times. I think you have to push up to plunge. Okay.
Mom. Well, can you
okay,
let it
but
up?
It's
okay. It's getting dark,
but not really dark.
I mean,
was this the fine?
It
coffee?
Looks like weak coffee.
This was the medium fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm lying. This was the medium.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks like coffee.
We'll give it a try.
It looks like weak coffee. Here, let's put it here.
We can try the fine next and see if maybe that gives a better. You're making my OCD break out. I'm so sorry. What kind of coffee is it even? Did he tell us?
He said he was going to spill it.
Oh,
this is not good.
Just drink it from the cup.
Yeah.
We're not strangers here.
I'll burn our mouths.
You go first.
It's
really too hot. It's too hot.
Woo!
I thought he said he was making cilantro, which was an interesting choice.
Yeah, I don't love cilantro.
It's so hot, I'm scared to drink it.
Well, he said it won't be acidic.
Well, spoiler alert, I just drank it.
Did you drink it? I was like, hopefully we'll get
sorry about that,
back.
Guys. For some reason, we went on a blackout, and
we are just building anticipation.
While we waited for this to cool down enough where we could actually drink it.
We can't put that on the old one.
I'm trying to go to the video
and say we started
a
new
one. Can you see the color of that new one? Jump
to a new video. We can edit them together.
Okay.
Okay. We'll try to see if we can get some people back. Okay, we're back.
Yay.
I'm excited to jump into a new video even. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. We're just really building anticipation.
It's like the internet
for this.
Just crashed.
We're just like masters of intrigue over here. We don't know how we do it. We're just so good at it.
Okay, so you tried it.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't wait. My patience is not my virtue.
Is it really hot though?
No, it's not hot. And it doesn't have a great personality. It is pretty weak.
It's super weak. That's a huge bummer. Maybe the fine will be better, though.
Yeah, I think we should try it again and see if it's better. But to me, it's just really lackluster.
Okay, do you want to dump the thingy and give it to me?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it tastes like weak tea almost.
Yeah, like 2 minutes either wasn't long enough.
Well, then I think that, like, comes apart from that.
It unscrews.
Where does it unscrew from? Like this part unscrews.
I mean, you can tell from the color that
color, I wasn't expecting much.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
Maybe we need to stir it slower in the beginning. Well, like, I mean, I didn't stir it slow in those 10 times either.
Yeah.
Look at all the.
Or maybe we need more.
I'm
going to
go dump
in
this
beginning.
In a sink.
I mean, it looks pretty full.
Here,
did we fill it that full?
There you go.
Did we fill it that full?
I filled it to the top.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, no. Do you use a little spoon, the handle of a spoon, maybe to get it out?
Sorry, guys. I know that's loud.
Do you want to rinse it with this?
It'll be fine because it's the same coffee, right?
Remind me tomorrow. How about we don't restart the computer right now?
Okay. So that was the medium fine?
That was just medium. So now we're going to jump to fine. Oh, look at half of the grounds were dry in here. So I think we definitely did not let it sit.
And I don't think we stirred it.
Packed it too tight?
Well, I don't think we stirred it. Because remember it said slow and I didn't read that at first.
So okay.
Maybe going slow
We know from working in coffee shops, right? If you have dry grounds in the middle, it means that all the water didn't get to it.
Yeah.
And that means that we either have it packed too tight or it's too fine. So either we have too much coffee in and we need to let more water get to it.
We're in reverse order from before.
You know, last week when the girls went live, it was like the check was backwards.
So we should do them.
Yeah.
But we're going to finer coffee.
So we probably should do it the opposite way.
We can't. There's nothing bigger
more
than
coarse.
Medium.
So it should be coarser coffee that we're using. Like
we're going to try the fine anyway and see if maybe waiting longer.
When you brew with a French press, you do brew with coarse coffee. So it would make more sense that you would use coarse coffee.
But they should find a medium.
They definitely find a medium.
Right. That's what they recommend, but they must.
I am going to be covered in coffee.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, so we're going to try the fine grind. But I didn't pack it as tight this time.
Okay.
Do we need hot water again, Logan?
It should be hot enough, I think.
Or it should be okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. This is so hard to screw back together.
Do you want me to help?
I think I've almost got it.
And we're going to do it really slow.
I think we should set this in there.
Give me 1 second. I'm just going to slosh it out really quick.
Oh. I'm like, here, the pitcher. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it does say to set
it
in.
Oh, did you bring us something new?
Well, Logan brought us coarse.
Is this coarse?
Coarser.
We're going to try the fine and then
what are we drinking, by the way?
Of course. Sumatra.
Sumatra.
I actually don't mind Sumatra. It's pretty good.
No,
it's just really weak.
Okay, so we're going to put it in there to start? Okay.
And then we're going to
start. We're getting the hang of it, guys.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Maybe we should cover it for sure.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And then we're going to stir it slower.
Okay.
Okay.
So well, maybe it 10? Should stay in.
Very
too, like that.
Worried about you're right.
Scientific.
Nothing like experience. This is a brand new tool. We've never used it before. We just thought it would be cool
maybe
to
needs
try
to swirl
it.
It
smells
in
good.
It too. It's you know I mean? Maybe you're supposed to swirl it
final
in
press.
It.
So I had the that one mug, who was that from? That had the French press inside of it, like built into the mug forever ago.
Bodum?
It might have been Bodum.
I think it was Bodum.
We carry the line of travel presses here.
Well, it wasn't a travel press, though. It was an actual mug with a press in it.
I'm going to do the opposite counterclockwise.
I mean, that's what they are. They're travel presses and they're mugs. Was that it? You drink out of, yeah.
We had those anymore.
I'm gonna just try to. We just ordered more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just counterclockwise, like we're in Australia.
But I'm trying to get that, you know, the wave in the middle.
You had your grounds like in your cup all day, which I didn't love. So I like the idea of this.
There was no grounds in it, so I did like that. I did appreciate that about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the clock back on.
The really cool thing about this too, though, that you can do the cold brew. So the other things that they included were. This mason cap jar and a different plunger, so you can add room temperature water to the jar, tighten the lid, and refrigerator overnight.
It's the same plunger.
You do it a cold brew overnight, which would be really cool.
Yeah, these are spare springs. It comes with extra springs.
Okay,
probably because you know when then. Get a little aggressive with it. And then it's cool because you can put your straw in it or it has like an actual cap if you want to keep your cold brew.
Yeah.
For safety, please first use soak, final press, and hot water and detergent for an hour.
What's the safety? Like, what are we worried about here?
Don't worry about safety.
I mean, like, what do we have to be worried about here?
I mean, probably medical or metal particles. Like from the processing.
Well, it'll be fine. And they have that cardboard box.
Did you guys see my Mean Girls sweatshirt that Irene sent me?
Oh, that's
super cute. I know. So we have friends at Paramount Studios, which is Mean Girls, I have to say, is now streaming, right, since we saw the movie.
Yeah.
And she was posting on LinkedIn about their partnership. And I said, oh, we saw the movie. And so she sent me a sweatshirt and a hat.
That's so cute.
I decided I was going to wear it on our live today, and hopefully
we're supposed to wear pink.
I had a hat that said on Wednesdays we wear pink, and I didn't wear it today because I don't usually wear hats. But hopefully we partner with them on something soon because we love Paramount. We've been working with Irene and you know some of the people at Warner Brothers and Paramount for years.
They've always been so generous and nice.
They're just the nicest
people.
They
are so nice.
Like, we love them.
It's so funny because California and Michigan are like worlds apart.
Right.
Yeah. Like when we go there, it's so funny. I remember one time we went there and she's like, oh, I love your shoes. And I'm like, yeah, I got them at Payless for $3. I'm like, what? Is that even a thing?
Well, okay. And like the housing prices were so different.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel like we should leave it longer? Or just try?
It's just so light.
It's so light.
Yeah. I think we should give it another like 2 minutes because I don't feel like it's just good.
It's the wrong color. I mean, we know it's the wrong color, right?
Well, and maybe we just like we're plunge gonna, it now and do it the with the coarse coffee.
I think, the coarse coffee.
Maybe the coarse is the key.
Because,
if we can't get the color to improve.
Yeah.
Oh, you can really see it coming out when you press it.
Oh, do you know? I think we have to lift it up. Otherwise, it's not plunging through, right?
It was definitely plunging through.
Not when you have it on the bottom, maybe though, not. I don't think.
It just looks like toilet water.
I think you have to plunge it up.
Could be.
Because it's still a lot better. So it's still light, though. I think it's going to be the course is the
ticket. We're learning.
Iraq, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but you are so flattering to us. Thank you so much.
Very sweet. No, it's just as light as the other cup, isn't it?
Yep.
It's pretty light.
Logan's going to go dump that for us. Okay. Thank you, Logan.
Here, I'm just going to give you the whole thing.
Got an assist today.
Yeah.
It might be a little darker, but it's still not. It's going to be a great cup of coffee. We know that.
Nope.
So this is called the final press. And then once we figure out the grind situation, you know, you can do it at home.
I mean, I'm going to say it's better than hotel coffee.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take our coffee week than most hotel coffee.
So, like, absolutely. I'm traveling next week, and I will be traveling with a full coffee pot and coffee beanery coffee and cups and lids because I will not
I at least have some
suffer.
K-cups stashed because usually you can find a K-cup
Well, have you seen some of the studies about how, like, the in-hotel coffee makers never get cleaned and how they're just foul? Like,
I believe it.
Yeah.
I was covering for Melissa one day doing customer service and I was talking to, that's our alarm. Go going yeah. off again, I guess. I was talking to a woman on the phone, and she was traveling to her, like, sister's house or something.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I know what kind of coffee they have. So she ordered – she found out what kind of coffee machine they had, nice ordered try. Coffee to her sister's house so that she would have coffee while she was there.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm yeah. doing a housewarming gift for you so yeah. I can drink your mm-hmm. coffee.
I think she has health issues, too, so she's decaf now. Oh. So she wanted to – she's like, it's not their burden to go get decaf.
No, oh. that's true.
We agree. Hotels should have our coffee.
My uncle tried to give me some the Kirkland decaf, and that was like drinking straight chemicals. Like, that was –
oh, yeah.
It's I try to be water. Polite, but that was nasty.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to go course dry yeah. it and yeah. see if that goes better. And then if mm-hmm. the color's not there, we can probably let it steep a little bit longer.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because we'll know.
That's what
yeah,
I
that's what
curious.
I'm saying. I feel like we should do French press standards.
Because it was so
yeah.
few grounds, if maybe that's what was yeah. going on.
Do you want us to rinse the bag?
But yeah. we'll figure it out. We'll get this.
Yeah.
Attempt number three.
But it yeah. is good to do it according to their standards and yeah. see.
Yeah.
And try
I mean,
it.
Decaf, if you have good decaf, is good, especially if you have health, you know, issues that prevent you from
our
drinking
decaf
caffeine.
Is really pretty fabulous.
But I will say a lot of people's decaf is, you know, decaffeinated with yucky chemicals that alter the taste of the caffeine or the coffee
you
and just
can't get
make
rid
it
of
not
that.
Good.
You can't get rid of yeah. that chemical taste.
Maybe by Friday it'll be done. You're right, Phil.
Maybe.
Yeah. Over steep coffee.
I know. Normally, you
it's like we're making cold brew,
but we actually decaffeinate with water. So
water and carbon
it
filters.
It doesn't
have
alter
that chemical
the change
taste.
Of the mm-hmm. coffee.
I posted a good leak last week about
maybe a little bit
stuff
more.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
About decaffeinating
well,
coffee.
Maybe you want room for it to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be able to move
when you open the last one, or I guess Logan opened the last
yeah,
one. So I guess
didn't
we don't know how dry the grinds were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take three.
Okay, let's see.
So this, again, is coarse grind coffee.
Which is more like a French press.
It is not what they recommend.
No.
But
this is more standard to a French press.
It makes more sense to us mm-hmm. that you would do a coarse grind.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to get an extraction that quickly.
And we're more immediately getting more of a color right away, which yeah. makes more sense to me.
Yeah, so we'll see. And it didn't give specifics on a water amount either, so that was kind of different.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's kind of a lot of water.
Yeah. I also feel like you're using a lot more coffee than you would in an auto drip. Again, I know that this is more for, like, convenience,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I mean,
but
in a French press, you use
yeah, you do use a lot more coffee, too.
Because you're not, I mean, the pressure is way
yeah.
different.
But if it were cold brew, you'd be...
Well, and remember, a lot of people like French presses because you don't have that paper filter that is absorbing a lot of the flavor oils that are in, you know,
Logan says
your auto drip.
Way less.
Yeah.
Add okay. room temperature water.
Way less coffee? Really?
I'm wondering if the cold brew and the hot coffee really do need different grinds. Because if it had all night to sit, a mm-hmm. medium to fine grind might be okay.
When it mm-hmm. doesn't tell you how much to use for a cold brew either.
No, it doesn't. It says it's like the same.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need a little more water
okay.
in there to cover it.
Tips
don't
for
we?
A very strong cup of coffee. After the first step, let the grounds bloom in the filter for a minute before proceeding to the next step.
All I'm going to say is that we're doing a lot of market research for this company yeah. right now. They should probably watch our video.
And I can't believe it's saying use finer grinds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the color of their coffee, we have not achieved that
no,
at all.
No.
And they're using a lot more water,
mm-hmm.
I would think, in their cup.
Yeah, they have a pretty big mug there.
I don't know. It's probably similar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's completely covered, too. Their thing's completely covered
yeah.
by their water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our cup's wider.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they have better tips online.
Finalpressco.com.
Should be 20 to 24 for a 12-ounce cup. Yeah, but we're using, what, like 15, 17?
Yeah, but they're saying 2 to 3 cup. Teaspoons. Not even tablespoons, teaspoons. Mm-hmm. That's not very much coffee.
No. Well, I mean, this is a tablespoon. I used like 2 tablespoons in there.
And they're saying 2 to 3 teaspoons.
Maybe they meant tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if the instructions are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
We have
we'll find
seconds,
a medium
yes.
grinds, too.
People who brew auto drip at home, I'm curious how much coffee you use when you brew.
We have had this debate.
Yeah.
Because there is a big range.
Yeah. So I brew 1 tablespoon per 1 cup at home, but a lot of people use 2 tablespoons per 1 cup. And mine is dark. Mine
isn't
weak.
Which is twice the amount. I mean, it's like, but it's twice the amount. That's a big range. Yeah.
Okay. Filter with your favorite coffee. Stir about 10 seconds.
Yeah. Which is different than, I mean, I guess if you're doing 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, alarm. Okay. Been 2 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe stir 15 times and see. I could see this working really well for cold brew.
Yeah, because you let it sit for 24 hours.
I think it's funny that they say that this is like a pocket.
I think the only way this is going to work is if you let it sit for 4 minutes.
This would not fit in my pocket.
No.
Mouse in your pocket?
This would be very awkward in my pocket. Like
it would be awkward in anybody's
pocket. It literally in the pro says pocket sized for lightweight travel.
Do you guys remember JNCO jeans? These would not be awkward in JNCO jeans.
That's true.
In my cargo carpenter jeans from
in the 80s.
No, 1990s. My JNCO jeans with like, you know, covering my whole shoes.
One of those little cone-shaped scoops. Okay.
Oh, so that's a Melita.
A Melita scoop.
Yeah, I love those.
That's what I think we need to wait.
I think
wait
5 minutes.
Too.
I think you're right.
I think we need to wait a lot longer because there's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, well, let's plunge. But we shouldn't plunge it then. We should wait.
I think we should wait 2 more minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
We need to wait.
All right, where are we at?
Okay, do you want to set your little timer?
Well, it's kind of already too late. I can
set up for 2 more minutes because we probably wasted a minute, right?
We got a 2 minute timer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, probably. I've had it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to sell those Melita scoops, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. They don't actually make Melita scoops anymore. I've tried to buy them and they don't really make them.
We missed Charles.
Yeah.
He had to go back to class though.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. During our technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if they had any like other advice.
Don't get how their coffee looks so dark.
No,
right?
I'd be very interested.
Unless they're just using
to be clear, we're using Sumatra Mandeline, which is a dark roast coffee.
It is a dark roast coffee.
So there's no reason
The recommended ratio is 10 grams for a 175 milliliter mug.
Huh. Well, and like who works in the
but that
milliliters?
Seems really, really light.
Yeah, that's odd.
1 milliliter.
It is dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it is dishwasher safe.
Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, it's all steel parts, so that's good.
I mean, it's heavy in it, and it feels like a substantial.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that they give you extra of the little
springs,
and it kind of reminds you of like a ballpoint pen.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you know? Super random, but the Expo markers, you know when that like tip gets all frayed? Or,
didn't
like,
you send us
in?
Something on that?
No, I don't think so. But
I saw this.
You can actually pull that thing out and flip it around and put it back in.
Yeah.
The tip.
Yeah, I watched the whole video on how to fix it, but I thought maybe you sent it to me.
It kind of makes sense because it's probably really long in there. Like,
I'm looking this up on Amazon to see if anybody else has any
advice. Think you're right, Bill. Food stylists is such an interesting job. We work with this really cool food stylist in Grand Rapids. Her name is Michelle. And her job is so fascinating to watch her work.
Well, and it's interesting because I didn't realize that they have rules. Like they can't use like styrofoam or non-edible things for
you ready
food.
To do their next
They have to be edible products.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
I feel like it's less dark now.
Yeah, it's not doing like anything.
No.
Why are we having such a difficult time with this?
This is making me
sad.
People
on Amazon like it. They say if you have arthritis, though, it's not for you.
If you have arthritis.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
But most of them are saying they're using it for cold brew.
Okay.
Which I think cold brew.
I'm just going to keep plunging the hat.
Well, and to me, like, cold brew, like if I'm going to waste 24 hours on such a small amount, like I would just make it.
But it's a mason jar's worth, though.
Well, a mason jar's worth. Okay, because think about it. When I make
Is it a?
You make a concentrate, though, right?
Yeah.
But that's a very small amount.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it a concentrate so it'd make enough for a day?
Yeah. Thank you,
Iraq. You come do it.
Yeah, it's hard.
You come do it.
Yeah. Come use your man hands. Apparently, we're not strong enough.
Oh, my God.
You don't even have it in the car.
Oh, by the way, it's International Women's Month.
Thank you, Logan. Yeah. We do have a sale starting on Friday.
We do.
Well, probably Thursday on the VIP page.
Oh, yeah. I do have to schedule that for them.
Logan's sick of watching us mess this up.
I mean, it's darker than it's been because we let it wait longer and we have a man with man hands helping us.
It is the darkest that it has been. Does that look better, Logan?
It does look better.
It looks darker.
It's still lighter than I like it to be, but it's darker than it's been.
Where the ground's wet in the dry.
Oh, it's like we should see what the grounds look like in there.
They were wet.
Ooh, it's hot. Hold on. We got to let it cool down. Well, I guess I have a paper towel right here.
Don't burn yourself. Caution.
Hold on.
Caution. It's hot.
It will be hot.
Man, we've been baristas for years. Our hands don't feel it. And I burn myself. Third degree burn. Yeah.
If you're an urgent care after that.
Yeah, guys, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Your skin's falling off.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. It's fine.
No big deal.
It's fine. Doesn't hurt.
You're crying after. It's better. It's actually much better.
Grounds are wet.
Okay. It's good. Yep. That's a good cup of coffee.
Well, and that's what people said with the fine grind. When they did get a dark cup, there was so much sediment at the bottom.
I think you should do a course.
I think, and
let it set longer.
Course and waiting.
I'm sending this video to the company. They need to learn.
Please don't do that.
Technically, they say with fine coffee, you're only supposed to do 10 grams. But like that's a 6 ounce cup of coffee.
Yeah, they said 10 grams.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, this is good, John.
No, this was good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like how we just drink after each other. Like we don't care.
We don't.
COVID what?
We don't care.
Yeah.
We are awful.
We share food often.
We do.
Who wants a bite? I don't care.
It smells good. Systems.
No, yeah. And I do like Sumatra.
Yeah, I like Sumatra. You picked
it's
a
really
good
goodness.
One.
Yeah.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. Did say
it's got a good crop.
There is coffee grounds all over my pants, my shoes, my water bottle, my... I was making an absolute mess filling that thing.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
For the cause. That is really
all
good.
For the cause, yeah.
I was just trying to see how much sediment is at the bottom.
We let it set for 5 minutes, really, probably.
And we used a coarse grind.
It's like for
a percolator.
It's like right under
drip. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
So I would recommend it with changes. But this is great for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you could do it at home and put that sleeve on it, and then it wouldn't.
I mean, just be mindful, though. Like, if you're traveling, you still need to obviously be near a sink because it's messy.
Yeah.
You have to pour everything out, clean the little thing out.
Yeah.
But the cold brew thing would be cool because you could even stick that in a fridge at a hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
going to
say French presses are like
$10. Or a French press is $10. But I can see, like, I mean, I would just sit in my kitchen and be like,
if you could only take a carry-on.
Well, I would do it in my kitchen because I would think it'd be cool.
Fancy.
I would be fancy. I'd be fancy in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me brew some coffee for you, friends. But I wouldn't even be able to boil the water.
Is that
for
the
it.
Barrio or whatever?
No, I know. She's like, how are we going to get hot water? Like, we have a water kettle.
I have a Keurig at home. It's easy.
Yeah.
And we have such good coffees.
We have.
I mean, it's nice. It's kind of like I have such delicious flavors for my friends. It's like they can come over and have this, you know, little bar.
But for the straight coffee lovers, we have a lot of new straight coffees, unflavored coffees coming to
I like how we literally did like what our live a couple of weeks ago. And then we were like talking with like Bill and stuff about stuff we wanted to do. And then we left and we're like, okay, cool. We're going to do everything we talked about. And we have a huge list of everything new that we're doing.
We ordered all the artwork. So it's on the way. New lids, labels. Yeah.
Labels.
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to be excited.
But that's like of kind of the fun of a small company is that we can just do that.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't have to like go towards a committee and like, okay,
board meeting.
Let's go over the numbers and the financials and the blah, blah, blah. It's just like, okay, let's do that. We're like, all right, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
You know, so let's do that.
I'm not going to spill the new things totally, but we have three brand new flavors getting added to the lineup,
which I think everybody's going to love because on our VIP page, people are always asking for those three flavors.
And we did go back through and look for what people were asking for. We intuitively, the three of us sat, what new flavors were we most excited about? Yeah. And then we looked at what people were asking for, and they were very in line with each other.
Anything that on the flavor side that is not currently in pods or decaf will be getting added to both pods and decaf.
And tons of new sampler flavors.
Tons of new sampler flavors.
Like things that we didn't have before.
We added a lot of samplers back. We at one point, we had just taken a lot of samplers off the table and we added a lot back.
No, we don't have OnlyFans. We're all happily married for a long time.
Okay.
All right, Patty. I mean, Sedona did ask you to put your feet online, so.
You
my 14-year-old.
She's like, can I make some money?
She's like, can I make some money with your feet? Mom, my feet are ugly, but yours are pretty. I'm like, no, child.
I'm going to get a pedicure today.
Yeah.
You cannot have my feet fixed.
Oh, my gosh. She's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh. So, but definitely if you, you know, just know if you want a voice and new coffee flavors, go to our VIP page because we're listening, we're watching, we're engaging with you. We want to know what you want.
Well, and with our, it's not super new now, but the K-Cup machine, we're able to do so much more.
Yeah, our new K-Cup machine's awesome. But it was down this week, and it made us very sad. There's this specific noise of the K-Cup machines. It's like, because four lanes at once, it's like, you don't even realize it's in the background. Ding, 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 ding. And I only heard, like, one.
Ding.
Only it was one. Like, and I'm like, what is that noise? Because the noise is money. All those lanes. And it was just one single sad noise. And only one lane was working all week. It was
all week.
It was just such a sad noise.
You guys ran us out of banana lids. But they're supposed to be here today.
Oh, God.
So we hear in the our sad full noise, lane. Our symphony of K-Cup.
Yeah.
We like to hear the whole noise. So.
Okay. So final verdict. I mean, we like the press. Is it worth $60?
No. Like, to Logan's point, just buy a French press.
I don't know. You paid $60?
I did. I think the French press, it does a more consistent job. Mm-hmm. I will say the only thing that I really do like about this is I hate grinds in my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not one ground in the coffee for this.
No.
And I would feel so easy, especially on a plane, traveling with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get plastic French presses, and you can get like a 3-cup plastic French press.
Yeah, but it's the size of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like this, you could throw in your backpack.
Jennifer, don't say banana; you're gonna get banned.
I mean, so this is 54.
I do love our banana; it is so good.
I will say a lot of the travel size presses are around the same price.
Yeah, like ours are. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I'll say they do make little teeny tiny ones.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, they make other ones. They make ones that are like already in the mug and stuff. Okay. But they are all
but
around
they
the
still,
same price.
Do they and then still make the grounds in there?
Yeah, they do. And then you're walking around with coffee grounds in your mug all day.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's cool. It's kind of fun, different. You know, to sit there in your mug and just be brewing your coffee. So I think there's kind of a fun factor for it.
Yeah.
But definitely a learning curve. I think if we would have stuck with the fine or medium fine coffee and just let it sit longer, it would have been all right. Definitely don't follow the
instructions, I would have been super disappointed with it.
Yes, agreed.
But test it.
Especially if you only brought enough for like one, you know, and then you're like, I'm stuck with this week.
And then I would have had tea coffee. And
yeah.
I'm really disappointed.
And nobody wants tea coffee. That's just sad.
No.
It's an absolute
waste.
Logan
was able to get us more coffee. Ad moderator.
Thank you,
Logan. That's super helpful.
So, all right. Well, you guys have a wonderful week.
Yep. And
I hogged this coffee. Did you guys want any more of this?
No, you can have it.
I'm just sitting here drinking it.
Okay. You can have it.
You know how well
it
you
is.
Share.
I was thinking about
you
it.
You be the mean girl today.
I do have the mean girl shirt
that.
On. Regina George.
Oh, that was an aggressive movie.
Oh, my gosh. That
was
something else.
All right. So, have a wonderful week, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Okay.